I really just want to add, literally, to the topic that Rav Gatana was just talking about, Noach lo la'adam shelo nivra. I want to just add one point to the third explanation that you gave from Rav Yonason Eibeshitz, that it's from our perspective, that from man's perspective, it's better for man not to be created. So we learned that the Maral, which we're going to be holding in a lot this year, discusses in the first parak of Sefer Bereishis, the entire first parak, then there are various names of Hashem that are used throughout the Chumash. Many, many different names, all of which reflect the different ways in which Hashem relates to the world, relates His attributes relate to us. So the name of Hashem that's used throughout the entire first parak is exclusively the name Elohim. Bereshit bara Elohim et Hashemayim v'et ha'aretz. And every time Hashem's name is used in the first parak is only Elohim. Now, the name of Hashem of Elohim, it refers to the attribute of din, of justice, that we are judged and given exactly what we deserve as we deserve. That's the name Elohim. In the beginning of the second parak, we're introduced to a new name of Hashem, and that is Hashem Elohim, the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey, plus Elohim. Now, the name Hashem, the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey, which we don't pronounce that name ever, that's a name, an attribute of Rachamim, of mercy. And that is a combination of Hashem Elohim, first Rachamim, plus the attribute of justice. So Rashi comments in the beginning of Chumash, picking up on this, rather Chazal pick up on this, and they say, a very, I would almost use the word strange Chazal, very difficult to understand, that B'tchila, Rashi comments, in the beginning, Allah b'machshava Livroso Bidin. Hashem originally desired to create the world with the attribute of din, of justice. Ra'a she'ein ha'olam miskayim. But he saw we wouldn't make it. We can't survive a world of din. So therefore, even though he wanted it that way, he actually created the world with a combination first of rachamim and then of din. First of Rachamim, Hashem, then Elohim together. That's what Rashi quotes. Very difficult to understand. Maimer Chazal. So, my Rosh Hashiva, Chaim Goldwicht, Zichron Lebracha, used to quote this Chazal and explained it as follows. Asking a very big question in a very simple way. Why did God create the world? So that's a big question, and there's a lot to talk about. But at its core, he used to describe, based on the Ramchal, Moshe Chaim Lutzato, and as somebody mentioned it earlier tonight, that there's a mid of chesed, that Hashem desires to do good, to do kindness, to bestow of His goodness upon us. And the Ramchal explains that the greatest goodness that a person can give someone else is a goodness that the person who's receiving it earned or deserved it. Meaning, if I give you something for free and you know that you don't deserve it, and it's a freebie, a hand-me-out, a hand-me-down, you didn't earn it, there's something that's not fully geschmack about that. I know that this isn't mine. I didn't earn it. I didn't deserve it. And so the tom, the taste, the pleasure derived from it is a little bit lacking. The reason for that is because we are a Tzelem Elohim. We're created in the image of Hashem. And just like Hashem is a self-sustaining everything, He's not given anything for free. So He gave a chelek Elokam Ima. We all have a piece of our neshama, a piece of godliness in it. So we also want to be self-sustaining. I don't want it to be for free. I want it to be mine. That I earned it. That I deserved it. And therefore, taking a very large concept and as he tried to condense it down to its simplicity, Hashem created the world so that we could have the best possible good that can exist in the world. Now, what's the best possible good in the world? What is the best possible good in the world? I'll give you, it's not ice cream or pizza or even beer. So Torah in the form of God Himself. If God could give us Himself, that would be the greatest possible good. But, if He gave that to us for free, so then there's something lacking in that. Because we didn't earn it. So you have to earn it, and then it's yours, it's ours, and then it's the greatest possible good. Now, this all comes from that original Rashi that I quoted. B'tchila, in the beginning, he wanted to create it bedin. Why did Hashem want to create the world bedin? What's the value? Why should it be that way? So Rosh Hashiva used to explain, why couldn't Hashem give us the greatest possible good, which would be himself, which would be in the world of the neshama, in Olam Haba, whatever words we want to use for that. Just forget this whole world. Let's skip a step. Did the neshama exist before we were created as human beings?
No.
Yes, the neshama existed. So I have an idea. It's not my idea, it's Ramchal's idea. I have an idea. Let's skip this middle stage. There was a neshama before creation, right? There was a neshama. Then we're created, we live our 70, 80, 120 years here, and then we finish in this world, and then what happens? The neshama goes back to the Shemayim. I have a great idea. Let's skip the middle step. There was a neshama beforehand. Don't create me. Just put the neshama in Gan Eden directly, and give me yourself. Give me the pleasure of living the neshama in Gan Eden forever, and just skip this whole middle step. It'd be great. It'd be really easy. No pain, no suffering, and we'll have Gan Eden. Nice idea, no?
We won't deserve it.
Oh, so kind of like this. So if we did that, let's put it on a scale of 1 to 10. Let's put it on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being the least level of pleasure, and 10 being the most. What number of pleasure would it be to the soul if Hashem would have skipped this middle step, just took the soul, put it straight in Gan Eden, and said, enjoy. You're going to enjoy my Ziv HaShechina, whatever it would be. So it would be a 7, an 8, I don't know what it would be, a 7 or an 8. It would be pretty geschmack. You're sitting in Gan Eden, you're enjoying the Ziv HaShechina, the presence, the radiant presence of Hashem. It's amazing, but it's not earned. So there's something lacking in that. It would be, whatever it be, a 7 or an 8. So why don't we do that? Why didn't Hashem do that? Because Ratzel Levrosel Bedin, the entire goal was to create it with din, in that you can earn it. Because that is, there's only one way to get it Bedin, and that is a perfect 10. The best good that Hashem could give would be if we all got a perfect 10. In order to get a perfect 10, there's only one way to get a perfect 10. That's to create us, make us earn it, go through life, all the difficulties, the trials, the tribulations, the pain, the suffering, and the good, the pleasure, and earn it. So that when we finish in this world, and we go up to Shemayim, I'm not getting a 7 or an 8, I'm getting a 10. And it's my 10. I earned it. I lived the life of Torah and Mitzvot and Chesed. This is mine. That's what Hashem wants, a 10. He doesn't want to, he can only give us a 7 because he didn't earn it. You can't give someone for free a neshama, which understand, I didn't earn this. It's lacking. I need to create you in order to be able to give you a 10. What's the problem with creating the world in the middle so we can earn a 10? We could also get a 1 or a 2. That's we could fail. So Hashem had a decision in front of him. I could either just give, I want to be, speaking on Hashem's behalf, if I may, I want to give everybody the best good I can possibly give. So I could just take all the neshamas and put them up in Shemayim, and they'll all have 7s or 8s across the board. It'll be pretty geschmack, but not totally geschmack. Or I can create mankind, give him this Torah, give him a life, so that he can earn a 10. But the only way that he can earn a 10 is by creating a system where he might fail and get a 1, 2, 3, or even a 0. So Hashem said, what should I do? What's I have to try? So Hashem decided, V'inei kol asher asa, V'inei tov mod. He's going to create a world. He's going to say, I want you to earn a 10. That's what I want. I want to be a nosen. I want to be giving the greatest good possible. I want everybody to have 10s. I'm going to create a world. And I want you to all earn it. The Gemara, according to Rabbi Yonasan Ivershitz, that it's from mankind's perspective. If we were given the choice, make you a deal. I'll make all of it. We all could have this choice at our bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah. Here's your choice. We'll cut the game off right now. You'll get a 7. Or you can continue. You might earn a 10. You might get a 0. What would mankind choose faced with the option of a 7 for free, which is, it's only a 7, but it's a 7. for all of eternity, which is a pretty long time, to benefit with the seven. Or you can go through life with the option of a 10 and the option of a 2. Let's make a deal. What would mankind choose? Says the Gemara, after 2.5 years of debate, mankind would choose better to have not been created. I'd take a 7. Meaning the pshat of the Gemara, not better, that it's like we're better, leave me alone. Better to have never lived in the first place and take a 7 than take the risk of losing it all. Because life is hard. Torah mitzvah is hard. Earning a 10, earning a 7 just to get back to where I started is hard. Just leave me alone, I will take the 7 and walk. However, says the Gemara, good thing God didn't ask us. Against our will we were created, against our will we'll die, against our will we'll be judged. Hashem didn't ask mankind. Hashem said, I'm going to make you and you're going to get a 10. We would have chosen out. We would have opted out if we had the choice. But he didn't give us a choice. He created us and he said, now earn a 10. Achshav shenivra, v'ashmei shemasav, v'ashmei, either one. You look into your, you make sure your deeds are good, because you were thrown into the game whether you like it or not. And now that you were thrown into the game, you might get a 1, 2, or a 10, but better make it worth it, because that's what's at stake. That's what's at stake. So going back to the Rashi, so Rashi says, "B'tchila ala b'machshav l'vraisa b'din." It was God's desire to create a din, because the whole purpose is only din. There's no reason, if it would have been created in mercy, so don't create the world in the whole place, in the first place. Of what value? To do mercy? What any mercy for? I could have done that without creating you. You wanted me to give you a 7? I'll give you a 7. I only created you so that you can have it b'din. When the Maral discusses this Rashi, he says there's a remnant of this still today. Ashrei mi sheyuchal la'amod b'din. Pray, we always want din. A Jew lives his life yearning to be able to withstand din, to earn his keep or her keep in this world, because that's the whole purpose. Hashem combined the midah of rachamim and the midah of din together. I'll throw in one last little point from the Sheshiva from Rav Goldberg, who says, what does that mean that then rachamim and din were connected together? And with this, we'll conclude. I've said this mashal many times. I apologize if this is, you could already say it yourself better than I can. If you have a teacher has a student, and the student, he has two students. One student, they both at the end of the semester get an 89. One student, brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant student. Put forth zero effort the entire year. Nothing. Never did the work, didn't pay attention in class, nothing. At the end of the year, on his brilliance alone, he had an 89. And the teacher sits and says, what should I give this child at the end of the year? If I give the child an A, what's that? Rachamim or Din? It's pure Rachamim. This child did nothing to deserve a 90. The child only got an 89 on their marks. So if I give him an A, pure Rachamim. Pure Rachamim. What does that? How does that feel for that child to come home with an 89, with a 90? Give him a child, and they didn't earn it. They didn't deserve it. They did no work. But the other student was not blessed with the same intelligence. Worked the entire year from day one to the final day. Every day took notes, asked questions, did work, did extra readings. Worked, 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 worked. And at the end of the year, 89. What should the teacher give that student? Okay. Now, if the teacher gives that student a B plus, an 89, what's that midah? What's that attribute? That's pure din. Pure din that says, here are the marks. It says in my book, from 80 to an 80, 80 to 83 is a B minus, 84 to 86 is a B. You got an 89. B plus. Pure din. That's what you got. If I give, or a teacher gives that student an A, that is an example, the second student, the first student, if you gave that child an A, that's pure rachamim. That's just mercy, you didn't deserve it. The second student, to give that student an A, is what we would call rachamim bidin. That child deserved to be treated with rachamim. The din is to treat that student with rachamim. The judgment is, you deserve it. You deserve to be treated with a little bit of leeway. So when Hashem created the world, he said, if we all stood and did, we would never get back a 7, we would never get a 10, we would never get anything. And we would choose the 7. But he did create us, and he created us with rachamim and din together that says, if when we, after 120 years, get up to Shemayim, and we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I got an 89. I failed. I wasn't blessed with what I needed, the tools. But I worked my whole life. I tried with every effort, with every ability that I could. And this is all I got. I'm a human being. I couldn't do more. But I tried everything that I had. Then with din, Hashem can say, I'm going to give you a 10. You deserve, even though your mark was only a 7, you deserve a 10. But there's only one way to get that 10, and that's if it's bedin, you have to earn it. And the only way to earn it is to spend the entire lifetime trying to live bedin, then you can get rachamim bedin. And that is an expansion on the Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. From our perspective, we would say, leave me alone. I don't want to be created. I'll take the 7. Hashem says, too bad, I didn't ask you. Now you better earn it. And the only way to earn it is either bedin, get a 10, or at least to be able to say, I tried so hard to get that 10. I only got an 89, but I gave everything I got for all my years in this life. So then bedin, we can even, we could be treated with rachamim as a kiyum, as a fulfillment of the din at the end of the 120 back in Shemayim, and that will be the full, that we earned it. We will feel it is a 10, a mamish a 10, because it's not a gift. I earned this. I put forth everything that I have, and that will be the most gishmak, the best type of kindness that Hashem can possibly give. So today's the day of judgment. Today's the Shana Rabbah, the final day of the Yom HaChasima, the day of the sealing of the judgment. We should all be zeicha b'din, a year in good health, and success, and learning, and growth together. Thank you so much for coming and for giving the shiur. And good to kvittel, I think, as they say. So good tonight. For those who want to stay and learn, you're welcome to stay and learn all night. Yaakov said he's going to stay up the whole night to make sure that if anybody wants to learn, he's going to be a chavrusa, the chavod. So I wish you all a good tonight.